Welcome to the BBB National Programs Podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope to meet and shape the consumer's needs in the marketplace.
Hello and welcome to the Bistro Podcast. I'm your host, Elena Spinola. It's no secret that consumers want and demand transparency from businesses. Our accessible world of reviews, ratings, and Google searches makes it more difficult to hide. The very nature of today's marketplace has called for companies to be more upfront and truthful in advertising. There are, however, some industries that continue to use creative techniques, and I'm using that in quotes here because more specifically, I'm talking about misleading advertising and companies using their products and services while they're profiting from hidden fees. This is a topic of today's conversation on The Bistro. Today, we're going to talk about deceptive advertising, hidden fees, and more importantly, what is being done to create a more fair and honest marketplace. Joining us to discuss their What the Fee campaign is Anna Layton, Director of Financial Services for Consumer Reports. Anna, thank you so very much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we really appreciate this. Go ahead and tell us about your hashtag What the Fee campaign, why it was launched.
Yeah, absolutely. Consumer Reports, we're an independent nonprofit member organization working side by side with consumers for truth, transparency, and fairness in the marketplace. And the What the Fee project came out of our core value of ensuring consumers can get what they are looking for at the price they're expecting. And we've been seeing throughout the marketplace that consumers are frustrated. They are shopping on the internet. And as you said, things are more open, more visible. And people want to be able to comparison shop. But what they're finding is that they're lured in on one price, but by the time they check out, it's a totally different price. And companies are taking advantage of that. We're seeing it with cable billing, hotels, airlines, rental cars, ticketing. It's all over the place. So we decided to start this so people would think not about there's one company that's causing me problems, but this is a marketplace failure and something that should be fixed. And companies should be behaving better and should be providing me with the information I want.
Yeah. Well, this is a great conversation because I think there are some companies that want to meet the expectations, but again, that there's some industries, and I know that Consumer Reports surveys both members and consumers. You mentioned some industries just now, but in your report, which fees were found to be the most loathed by consumers and where were the hidden fees in the contracts? For which industries was that most common?
Cable. And this is where we've actually had a bit of a victory. We reached out to consumers. They sent us their bills. And we analyzed about 1,000 cable bills and saw that the average consumer was paying about $450 a year in these hidden company-created fees. These aren't the government taxes, things like that. This is the broadcast TV fee, the regional sports fees, things that used to be included in the cost of cable that have been pulled out. So folks are lured in by a $79.99 package price. They get their first bill and it's well over $100.
Yeah.
So thanks to legislation that passed Congress and was signed into law in December, as of next year, companies will have to, before you get off the phone, before you hit complete on the internet when you're signing a contract, they'll have to show you what the total price is. In an ideal world, we'd like you to see that in the advertisement, but that's a step in the right direction for cable. Other ones, entertainment, ticketing. You're going to a concert, you're excited, your friends say, yes, buy me tickets, no more than $80. So you pick a $75 ticket and you think, okay, that'll cover the, you know, taxes will get up there. Turns out when you get to the end, it's well over $100 or more. And then you have to make a choice. Do you go back and start over and risk there being no tickets left? Or do you pay way more than your friends gave you permission to pay? And so hotels, airlines, there's a lot out there.
Yeah, and it really puts you in that pickle, like you said, because you're on the website and you're moving so far in the process and you can risk maybe having no tickets available or the ticket prices now have jumped way up. Or in the case of cable, for example, it's so hard to get out of these contracts sometimes. It's not easy. So you sign up and then all these hidden fees, like you said. But I love the fact that you shared that victory. Because we are moving in the right direction, and that's awesome. I mean, let's just talk a little bit about deceptive advertising. I mean, how does it affect consumers' trust, and what's the impact on the overall marketplace when businesses don't play fair?
Sure. Well, one thing is, once the businesses in one marketplace start doing it, it's harder for the others not to. We've seen this. Hotels are a great example. If there are 10 hotels in a city that institute a resort fee, a hidden resort fee of $30 a night, they can lower their room rate by $30 and still make the same amount. So when a consumer goes onto a website and price compares those hotels, those 10 look a lot cheaper. And people will pick those hotels. And by the time they get to the end and see the $30 increase, one thing that economists and we have found is that it's very hard to go backwards and start over again. And so the other hotels are likely to follow suit rather than keep to their principles and advertise that full price, because they're just going to lose business.
Right.
So what we're pushing for is, if there's a fee that you have to pay in order to get the product or service, that should be in the advertised price. So that's the hotel resort fee, where theoretically you're getting resort amenities, but you can't get out of the fee even if you don't want to use those amenities.
Sure. And you're empowering people to see that first so they can make more educated decisions about what they want to purchase.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense. And as we started out by saying that so much is more visible to people buying things, right? But when it's misleading, that's when it's really hard for someone to make a great decision, because they've been misled.
And companies are finding that people are very price sensitive and are going online and searching. So they have every incentive to look like the cheapest alternative out there.
Sure. Let's talk about incentives for businesses that are doing the right thing. Can you share any insights on businesses that are still doing well while doing the right thing?
I think there are some out there. And you definitely see advertisements for no fees and no hidden tricks. The problem is, a lot of those companies that are advertising that, there's something hidden. And there's something tricky, and there's going to be a fee. And so it's hard. And what we're trying to do with this campaign is make it more of something that companies want to achieve, that they want to be out there saying that. Mm-hmm. But we also realize that there are certain things that won't be fixed just by asking companies to be good corporate citizens. And because of the competitive pressures, because of the way the world works, some things need to be fixed by requiring it.
Yeah. Speaking of that, tell us about Consumer Reports, what you guys are doing, and how the hashtag What the Fee campaign can make a difference.
Yeah. So we are working on legislation and regulatory efforts that would force these companies to disclose these mandatory fees and to keep those fees that are optional down to a reasonable level. And that's in the ticketing industry, in the hotel industry, there's legislation. With airlines, there's been legislation. So we're keeping on pushing that. We're working with consumers. We're asking consumers to reach out to us, tell us their story, tell us what they know. Our website, whatthefee.com, has lots of opportunities for that. And we've seen that consumer engagement is helping. Every time consumers tell their story to government, to industry, it helps. We raised some alarm bells this year about fees for families sitting together on airplanes. This is the combination of basic economy and seat selection fees has led to a situation where families that want to sit with their kids are finding the only way to guarantee it is to pay extra. And that's just not fair.
That's
it's not reasonable.
Right.
And Department of Transportation had been asked by Congress to look at this and issue a rule if appropriate. They decided it wasn't appropriate because there weren't enough consumer complaints.
Hmm.
Turns out consumers don't know a lot about this complaint form.
Right.
So we told consumers about the complaint form and put it up on our website. And in 2 weeks, we got three times the complaints they'd gotten in a year and a half on this subject. And we've got the Department of Transportation, we've got the airlines, we've got Congress aware that this is a bigger problem. And a bill was introduced to fix this. So every time consumers speak up, they can complain to the Better Business Bureau. They can complain to their state attorneys general. They can complain to us. We can raise their voices and help make the change in the marketplace.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing that, because the consumer voice is strong, but we need to hear it. And they need to know where they can share it. And as you've said, it's making a huge difference. And speaking about the airplanes, I mean, as a mother with kids, that's so important. You don't want a child sitting far away, your family separated. And I don't know about you, but I feel like in today's society, for some reason, people those seats are so coveted. It's the way it's been created that we're like, we're stuck to our seat. And people are unwilling. If you say, do you mind switching so I can sit next to my child? They don't want to switch.
They paid $40 for that seat to be able to sit in the window or in the aisle where they want to sit.
Yes.
And the airlines could fix this.
Yes.
There are ways.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of creating that pressure to say, this matters, and you have to get your computers to be able to figure out how to make this happen.
Yeah. Are there other organizations that are supporting this initiative? And how have the industries involved changed their hidden fee practices? You shared some of the victories, but what other organizations are getting on board with this, and what other small steps are you seeing?
Yeah, we have a lot of partner organizations, other consumer groups, other companies that care about this. Particularly, you know, there are companies that do want to do the right thing and would prefer that the rest of the industry come with them. And this was interesting. Speaking about ticketing fees, I was on a panel with the major ticket sellers at the Federal Trade Commission last year, and none of them will do advertise the full price. But they were asked, if there was legislation to require everyone to do it, would you support that bill? And they all said, yes, if everybody has to do it, we'll do it. So we have allies in Congress, we have allies in the agencies, in the states, two state attorneys general are suing major hotel chains over resort fees. So there's a lot of actors out there that are interested in fixing this.
Right. And it sounds like they want an even playing field.
Exactly.
Right? So if someone's going to, quote, cheat, and I'm just using that word lightly, but then it makes it unfair, and then everyone feels the need to do the same thing, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hotels have resort fees because other hotels have them. Airlines have these crazy seating policies because everybody else has them.
Sure.
So that's just the way it rolls.
Sure. And for those businesses that do want to do the right thing, you know, what are some ways that they can move forward in being more transparent and more truthful in their advertising? You know, until something is passed to make it, to demand that and to make it legally the way it has to be, what are some things that businesses can and should do?
I think they should be really open about the fact that their price might look a little higher on those search engines. And that's going to be something they have to fight against and something they have to make clear to the consumers. Hey, we are being honest. And if you look for us on these search engines, we might not pop up as the top. But here's why we're better. Here's why we're an improvement.
Sure. So while we have you here, can you share how other organizations can get involved? They can come and support Consumer Reports and your What the Fee campaign. And what should, you know, why should they do so?
Sure. I mean, we'd love to have more folks on board. I think the more pressure that can be shown that people are frustrated and that this is wrong and this is deceptive is helpful. More stories from people, from communities, you know, local organizations that are seeing these sorts of problems, if they can bring them to light to the local newspapers, that's the sort of thing that makes change.
Sure. Thank you. Anna, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a great conversation, and I think one that's so important and one that's going to help businesses from understanding what consumers want. I mean, we all want that transparency, but knowing that consumers are going to demand it more, and you know, groups like yourself, Consumer Reports, are getting out there and telling consumers, tell us your problems, tell us how we can help you. And then you're going on Capitol Hill. I know you'll be there later today.
Exactly.
And so I think businesses want to do the right thing. Consumers' voices matter. Can you tell us your website one more time for people where they can learn more information?
Sure. The What the Fee campaign is whatthefee.com. And if you want to look at the other work we're doing at Consumer Reports, it's consumerreports.org.
Excellent. Thank you. I know you do a lot of work over there at Consumer Reports. Anna, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. On behalf of BBB National Programs and the host of the Bistro Podcast, I'm Elena Spinola, thanking you for listening. We encourage you to visit our website to hear more great episodes of the Bistro and Better Series podcast. That's www.betterbusiness.blueberry.com. It's been my pleasure discussing better business and more truth in advertising with you.
You just enjoyed the Bistro Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com. Follow us on Twitter at @BBB_NTL programs. Send your comments and ideas to podcast@BBBNP.org. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the BBB National Programs or its affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.